This is Classical IPR, a service of Interlochen Center for the Arts.
Pianist Byron Janis has played with some of the greatest conductors of the 20th century, from Arturo Toscanini to Leonard Bernstein. He's the first piano student Vladimir Horowitz ever took. And at age 89, he has not one but three albums coming out this year. I'm Amanda Sewell, and I recently had a chance to talk with Byron Janis about his over 70-year-long career and about the three new albums that he has coming out this year. Byron Janis, welcome to Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you.
And I have to admit, I'm a little starstruck. You've played with orchestras under Toscanini, under Fritz Reiner, Antal Durati, Bernstein, I mean, so many of the greats.
Yes.
And which conductor would you say taught you the most?
There were some great, great conductors. But thinking of accompanists who accompanied in piano and in concerto, I think one of the very best was Eugene Ormandy in Philadelphia. Actually, Fritz Reiner, we got along very well, which is not always the case with, I understand, with people with this. He wasn't always easy to get along with. But we got along very well, and he was superb accompanist. The Russian recording, Kondrashin, was another superb accompanist. Anyway, I'm just talking it from that point of view.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you are one of only three piano students that Vladimir Horowitz ever took. You were his first student. What was a lesson with him like?
It was very unusual. I mean, for instance, he didn't overteach by any means. And he would say to me, you know, you don't want to become a second Horowitz. You want to become a first Janis, which is so true and not easy to do, because he was such a personality. And, you know, he'd play a lot for me in the evenings, and I would hear this, and I got to know exactly how he thought and so forth. And it was hard not to digest that and have it come out in my own playing. It took me a few years to use that influence only in the right way and get over that exaggerated part.
Well, you are 89, and
yes.
and you
I
have
don't feel it.
Okay. Well, I'll say, because you have three albums coming out this year.
Yes.
And they're all previously unreleased live recordings, and some of these were made in the 1960s when you were serving as the U.S. cultural ambassador in the Soviet Union. But it turns out you didn't actually know you were being recorded then.
These are live performances, which I really prefer, despite the risks and the problems. The audience really gives you something to react to, not the red light in the studio, which when it turns on, you say, okay, start. They say, start. And so I love live performances.
What's it like going back and listening to live performances that you gave 20, 40, 60 years ago now?
Well, that's what these recordings are. You know, it's amazing. I think when you're really a good artist, you never play the same way twice. And that's because music, great music, has to be spontaneous. It's made at the moment. But of course we have to rehearse. But then we have to forget how when we get on the stage, it's a talent performance. It's not something that you practice for a year or whatever it is. And that's what's so wonderful about live performances. So I like some of these very much.
Well, Byron Janis, you've had such a long, illustrious career. You signed to RCA Victor 70 years ago, which is, so you're celebrating your 70th anniversary with these albums this year.
Yes.
What's left on your to-do list? Is there music you want to play but haven't gotten to it yet?
Yes. I mean, I don't play, of course, anywhere near as much as I used to because, you know, I have developed arthritis in 1973.
Yes.
I never spoke about it for some years, and then I said, you know, I have arthritis, but it doesn't have me, which was stolen by a lot of people afterwards. The quote. I should have copyrighted it, but anyway. I can still play it.
Is the Martin Scorsese biopic about you still in the works?
Yes, it is in the works. I've seen the script, and I'm very excited about it, and I don't know exactly when it's going to happen in the next few years. I'm excited to be such a great, great director.
Great director, great pianist. Byron Janis, thank you so much for joining us today here on Interlochen Public Radio.
You enjoyed it.